If you know what you are doing, you don't attend the meditation here or so never, you go here. Because Li Huin used to ask me, Brother, do you meditation? Can I go with Sister Su or Chu Yen? I forgot already. Su, go up there and do reflection, contemplation, read my note. I say, you go. Whatever that suits you. Because this retreat is meant to be flexible to suit the individual. The only thing you need is be true to yourself. Be sincere to yourself. And then you do what you want. But don't make use of this as an excuse to go and relax or do whatever. Relax also can, but silent your mind. Cultivate what they call heedfulness. As long as you are mindful, heedful, you can do what you want. Okay? Thank you, Amy.
I know very well we are supposed to gather back here at 7 o'clock,
yeah,
7
yeah,
p.m.
Yeah.
I was meditating uphill there.
Wow, sadhu,
until 7:15, but the rain trapped me. I can't come
you
back.
You can't come down, I know. Like just now, somebody banged the door.
I was the one.
Oh, you are the one. Oh, sorry. Here, no key. Oh, is it? Oh, we didn't know. You should have shouted. Never mind, call. Just call.
Let me tell the story.
Can. Thank you.
Please spare some time for me. Because Sister Mimi asked me to, if I'm free, should take a walk uphill and then come back from the front door. So I think tomorrow maybe too rush. So now, since I have a lot of time, after I took my bath, I just walk up. Oh, you all took your dinner, washing your dishes. I went out from the kitchen door, and then I just walked and then passed by the pagoda where the urns or ashes of the noble, the elders' sangha here. So I pay respect mindfully, and then after that, I crossed to another building. There's a Fa Lun Tusu Guan. It's a library. So I think I saw it from my window before, but when I passed by there, I really took a look at it. So this must be all the suttas, whether Mahayana or Theravada, I don't care. I pay my respect also at the building outside.
Very good, sadhu. Very good.
I have paid my respect to the elder sangha. I pay respect to the Dhamma. And then I walk, and then I turn right and saw at the top of the building there are three Dhamma Chakap.
Oh, Pavatana.
The circle,
Wheel of birth and death, samsara. Wheel of Dhamma, samsara actually.
The turning of the wheel of Dhamma.
The first sermon, Dhamma Chakap Pavatana Sutta, the first turning of the first sermon by the Buddha, so represented by the wheel of life. Yes.
When you first came, you brought us up there, I already saw it.
Oh,
but
okay.
Last year, the March retreat, I didn't
see. Didn't see,
So this trip, I went up there just now, so I pay respect to the three wheels also. So I just, I said, okay, this is represent the first sermon, so I should treat it as the Buddha, because I pay respect to Sangha and then Dhamma.
Yeah. So the Buddha is the last one. Yeah. Because
so
that sermon
I just bow and pay respect.
That sermon was delivered by the Buddha immediately after his enlightenment. That's why that is a very powerful and important sutta. Good. Continue.
So I contemplate since my son was born in 1997.
Oh yes.
97. Yes. Where SJBA new building was completed.
Same time.
So this year he will be 17 years old by November.
Oh, okay.
We shifted into SJBA new building November. So full moon day of November, he was born, my son.
Oh, sadhu.
I was prepared to go for full moon chanting. Then I had started to have bleeding, and then my husband sent me straight to hospital. Then I tell him to tell Siaro Uriwata, I cannot come for full moon chanting already. So when I see the Dhamma Chakap Pavatana, the Noble Eightfold Path symbol, I recall back even before we shifted to a new building of IGBA in SS14 behind your house, I have been joining and chanting the Dhamma Chakap Pavatana for at least more than 17 years.
Wow, sadhu. No wonder her chanting so good.
I don't know, I just like
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your past, you like chanting, huh? Yes.
So I just bow, and then nothing happened. But I thought, I never mind. I just sit. Heavy rain already. I cannot go back. Also.
Means meant to be. You have to sit there. Yes, yes, yes.
So I sit there and then just relax. Just relax and then just a lot of thoughts come.
No problem.
So I said, thoughts, please go away. You are detected.
Sadhu. Very good. Very good. You can talk to your mind. Talk to the thought. Yeah, can. Because I used to advise you in the Thursday class. Please have mercy on me, thought. Because I would like to devote this 2 hours to meditation. If you got anything that you want to tell me or want me to do after the meditation, I will attend to it. So you do it a few times, somehow the thought got no power. Where he come, and now, please have mercy. Then disappear again. Come again, and now, please have mercy. And then gone again. Then finally, it loses its momentum or power because you already have a solution. I will deal with it after the meditation or retreat. So now you come. No meaning in that. I already resolved not to think. And you have been deceiving me for the past how many years? So at least now, have mercy on me. Allow me to have this space to finish off the retreat. Very good. Then what happened after you talk to the thought?
Actually, the thought come, I know it's egoic thought.
Because
I recall the number of years I involved in chanting.
Yes.
So this, I said egoic thought. Egoic mind, please go, and egoic thought, please go.
Oh, good. Sadhu.
So I just sat there and then the heartbeat I can hit.
You can perceive it slowly, slow down.
After that I checked my watch. Wow, 7:05 already. I quickly, even still drizzling.
Yeah, you try to calm down.
And before that was very heavy, so drizzling at that time, I said, I better pack, I better run already. So when I came down to the kitchen door, they're locked already.
Oh, no wonder. Luckily, Stephanie, Zui went down.
Long, some more story behind.
So very good.
I don't want to turn back uphill.
So
I walked downhill.
There's a path down, but very long.
Very far. I came to the junction where the bus route, and then I walked up the steps there, where we took our luggage, right?
Correct.
I hope to come back from the front
gate. Correct. Lock also.
I see. Gate closed, 7 a.m. Gate open, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I check my time past 7 already. Nobody here. I go to the other gate.
Oh, okay.
The other gate, I can open the sludge.
But
up there is locked.
Correct.
So I came back to the first gate. Then I start to silence my mind. I said, Brother Teo, I need your help. 3 times, Brother Teo, I need your help. Do you feel anything?
I don't feel, but my nature will know. Because you are part of Kalyanamitta, and I send a lot of pure wish and blessing to you all. Those who really sincere with the faith and diligence, there will be a response. Understand? That's why it all depends on your sincerity. I always say sincerity and faith pave the way. So how did it come?
So I said, cannot lah, too far away, some more heavy rain. The rain starts again. I walk uphill again. Walk. I said, I remember there's a gate here. I saw the key somewhere, but I don't think anyone of you all know the key. I'm the only one. I saw the key.
Yeah, I saw the lock. I saw the lock there.
There are keys there.
The key is somewhere. Next time you all trap, knock. The wiring there. Oh, no wonder. Yeah, it's the key. Definitely.
So I said the only way to attract your attention is I come to the door and knock.
Yeah.
So Zui was very smart and alert.
Yeah,
came to me. I said. Then she went down to
open
the kitchen
door.
Yeah, she saw you.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah. That's why she told me. Yeah.
Sadhu. Thank you very much for your
because
help.
She was the one that come and tell me I had to go down to the kitchen door and open. I say you go. Because I say you better be careful. I somehow ask her, you got umbrella. But not wet. Very good. Yeah.
So I came back to the kitchen door and Zui asked the nun or helpers to open for me. I just changed my wet.
Good.
I came in half an hour late. Very sorry for
no
that.
No problem. That's why, I think around that time, Li Hun said, you were supposed to chant the Jaya Mangala Gata. I said, yeah. Then, think we not around. So I thought you meditate somewhere. I said, never mind. We will do something else while waiting for her to come back. Then, by the time we finish, you already arrived. Very good. Now you can continue.
So I think a lesson learned for me and maybe for the future retreat.
Yeah.
After before 7 months coming,
don't go out for too long. Yeah. No. One thing, you bring along a handphone. I didn't ask you all to silence. No, next time we also have to make the assumption that I also thought she must be meditating or doing something that is important. But like Amy and Mifong say, next time must inform the monastery. They close the gate, everything after 7 o'clock. Not dark. Oh, that time not dark. Because before 7:30, okay. Not shortcut. Very long one. But it's a very long way. That one at least 1 kilo, I think. 1 kilo. No, not steep. There is a step go down. Then you just go round. Then up the temple that time. The bus route, the bus came in there.
I'm not scared. I just took my walk. I treat it as exercise, not evening exercise.
Yeah. Very good.
I'm not taking dinner.
She's
so concerned.
That's why they are very, very caring. They are very helpful. Good.
And also the Dharma door is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.